Lecture 5, From Early War to the Catholic League.
The last lecture reviewed the rise of Calvinism in France during the 1540s and the 1550s in the face of mounting persecution, and also the concessions to the Calvinists made by a weakened monarchy during the years 1561 and 1562. What I'd like to talk about in this lecture are the main consequences of the effort at moderation and the degeneration into open war. I think it's fair to say that Catherine de' Medici, the regent of France, her moderation efforts had two main consequences. The first of these was, unsurprisingly, an increase in the confidence of the Huguenot community, which was now filled with a real sense of triumph. The death of Francis II, the death of Henry II before him, in fact, were all seen as the work of God, as were the concessions that had been extracted from the monarchy. And Calvinist congregations now begin coming out into the open, they are growing rapidly, and indeed, filled with a sense of confidence, Calvinist crowds begin invading Catholic churches all over France. Now, wherever this happened, iconoclasm was likely to erupt, since Calvinists saw all religious imagery as blasphemous, a blasphemous disregard for the chasm between God and his creatures. So statues were smashed, crucifixes were even daubed with excrement, preachers were interrupted during their sermons, the clergy were mocked in the streets, processions were interrupted and ridiculed, and on occasion, although this was rare, determined Catholics were occasionally killed. Now, Calvin himself had always warned that religious images should only be removed by the proper authorities, and even then only in an orderly manner. But it's clear, and this is a pattern that we'll see again and again in other parts of Europe, that the pastors could not always control the angry crowds. And in a sense, this is unsurprising. For years, the pastors had denounced the Catholic Church as the whore of Babylon and in league with Antichrist, and now, having a modicum of political power, their congregations begin acting on it. Calvinism, it must be stressed, was, at least theologically speaking, no less intransigent than Catholicism. And indeed, the Colloquy of Poissy, which had met in the fall of 1561 in an effort to reunite Catholics and Calvinists, ended in failure because both parties were only willing to have reunification on their own terms. Nobody was willing to compromise. Now, it should be stressed that even at its peak in the 1560s, Protestantism in France never claimed more than perhaps 10% of the population. Nevertheless, the Huguenots had a strength completely out of proportion to their numbers in virtue of a kind of alliance, an unholy alliance, you might say, with the lower nobility. A direct consequence of the conversion of so many nobles to Calvinism between about 1558 and 1560 was the introduction of a kind of military element into the religious opposition. The consistories became the basis for the mobilization and discipline of military cadres, organized along precisely the same lines as the Calvinist Church, along the lines of their regional colloquies and their provincial synods. This militarization, which peaked during the years 1560, 1561, and 1562, was largely, I think we have to say, a necessary response to Catholic attacks on the Calvinist community. But it did create a kind of problem which would plague the Protestant churches during the wars of religion, and that is that their religious interests as churches were increasingly subordinated to the factional concerns of the nobility. And many of these nobles, as we've seen in an earlier lecture, had converted for less than purely spiritual reasons, you might say. That then, the confidence of the Huguenot community, was the first main consequence of Catherine's effort at moderation. The second main consequence, and this is entirely predictable, is a growing anger among the Catholic majority. Many Catholics saw Calvinism as an attack on everything that they held sacred, and image-breaking in particular stirred Catholic mobs to really bloody reprisals. It's important to understand that the central social and political rituals in France during the Middle Ages and during the early 16th century were invariably organized around Catholic religious services, masses, processions, ceremonies, and so on and so forth. There was a sense, therefore, that when the Calvinists questioned the religious system that existed in place, they were pulling at the glue which held all of society together. Every parish church, after all, had its own patron saint who watched over it, who protected it, and so on and so forth. And for someone to come along and smash that image wasn't just a theological statement, it was often read as a kind of an assault on the essence of the community itself.